This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission voted to keep Kanye West off the general election presidential ballot after determining he had filed late, a move that keeps him from competing in a key battleground state in November. The commissioners, three Republicans and three Democrats, rejected the argument by West's attorney that the campaign had until 5:01 p.m. to file. No. Russell Crowe's new road rage thriller, Unhinged, roared to the biggest opening weekend of summer. Of course, it's the only movie released widely since the coronavirus shuttered theaters throughout the U.S. in mid-March. The film's $4 million debut was better than expected, playing on about 1,800 screens, 83% of them drive-in theaters. Unhinged. So 2020. There will be a Stranger Things interactive experience in LA. Netflix has teamed up with event curator Fever and immersive event company Secret Cinema to launch a drive-in to Stranger Things adventure based on the third season. At $59 per car, you won't have to step out of it, and it's an hour-long experience. But if you're already living in your car, not great. Someone give Ryan Reynolds a high five. Beverage company Diageo announced it had acquired Aviation American Gin as part of a big money deal. Ryan, you'll recall, became a co-owner of the gin just 2 years ago. The deal is for an estimated $610 million depending on sales, with a $335 million upfront payment. It's good to be Ryan Reynolds. Angelina Jolie used to be known as a love-em-and-leave-em type, but she can't seem to let Brad Pitt go. The two were back at each other's throats in court this month, with Jolie, who filed for divorce in 2016, fighting like mad to restrict the amount of time Pitt can see his kids. One source said Jolie doesn't want the divorce to be finalized and that she's trying to hold on. Too late. The Masked Singer has suspended filming in Australia, and the entire production team has gone into isolation after a coronavirus outbreak on the entertainment show. The Warner Brothers Australia-produced show said the shoot had been halted with immediate effect, and host and panelists, including former X Factor judge Danny Minogue, are sheltering in place. G'day? Bad day. Pop star Britney Spears has a new ally in her ongoing battle to free herself from the conservatorship imposed by the courts after prior mental health challenges. Now the ACLU has stepped in. People with disabilities have a right to lead self-directed lives and retain their civil rights, the ACLU said in a tweet. Spears didn't comment because she was eating her Jell-O. Showtime has canceled the spin-off of Penny Dreadful after only one season. Creator John Logan said, quote, "Showtime has decided not to move forward with another season of Penny Dreadful, City of Angels. I'd like to thank executive producer Michael Aguilar and the entire cast and crew for their outstanding work on this project," unquote. Logan is now free to begin day drinking. After becoming a box office success, audiences were thirsty for more of Shazam, starring Zachary Levi, a wisecracking teen who turns into a grown adult superhero. Warner Brothers recognized this and almost immediately set a sequel, with director David F. Sandberg returning. The sequel is called Fury of the Gods. Oh my god, my leotards are in an uproar! Scott Disick and Sophia Richie have split up. Recently, the father of three made an effort to refocus on himself and his family amid his recent mental health issues. Basically, the pair have been off and on for 2 months and now have broken up for good. Friends are saying their 15-year age difference made a difference. Or maybe because Disick is a douche. Not sorry. Heidi Klum is requesting an emergency hearing to allow her kids to travel with her to Germany. Klum, 47, claims in a new court filing that ex-husband Seal is preventing her from bringing their children with her as she filmed Next Top Model in the European country because he has COVID-19 concerns. The former couple share four children between the ages of 10 and sickly. Sorry. George R.R. Martin, who's allegedly hard at work on his much-anticipated follow-ups in the Game of Thrones book series, is suing an L.A. production company over the film rights to his werewolf novella, The Skin Trade. Mike the Pike Productions optioned the film rights to Martin's novella in 2009, and they are in the process of setting up a shoot. But the rights have expired. Idiots! Apparently, 80s classic Weekend at Bernie's may have been based on a true story. During an episode of the YouTube series Hot Ones, Drew Barrymore confirmed a long-held rumor that Errol Flynn and W.C. Fields dug up the body of her grandfather, John Barrymore, and brought it to a poker game. They did, she said. I hope my friends do the same for me. Talk about a poker face. A judge denied 50 Cent's appeal on a decision made in his lawsuit against Rick Ross for making an unauthorized remix to In the Club. The suit was tossed in 2018 after a judge ruled in Ross's favor because 50 doesn't actually own the copyright or master recordings for the song. He had attempted an appeal, but that's what you get when you sign away the rights. Idiot. The Trash Bin. Model Sofia Richie celebrated her 22nd birthday with friends and family aboard a private plane. Stassi Kiranikolaou, known for her friendship with Kylie Jenner, was also seen giving the group twerking tutorials. Then they arrived at a tropical resort with an infinity pool overlooking the ocean. Life is good, she posted. Yeah, especially without Scott Disick.
The news wrap-up.
Apple's iPhone sales are steady, while global smartphone sales tanked 20% in the second quarter. Salesforce stock soared on their big earnings report. Facebook has launched a crackdown against QAnon groups. Airbnb has introduced a global ban on party houses as the coronavirus pandemic continues. Sorry, folks, but we're not out of the woods yet.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Tenet finally opens and is the biggest film in the country.
The number one album.
Taylor Swift's Folklore remains the top-selling album for the fourth week.
The number one app.
Crossfire is still the top-paid app.
The number one book.
Royal by Danielle Steele is the best-selling fiction book.
K-pop group BTS has hit it big with their first English language song, Dynamite. The boy band has set a new world record for the most views on YouTube in 24 hours. The Dynamite music video amassed 101 million views in the first 24 hours of its release. Band member RM said, recording the song was a huge, enormous challenge for all of them, but they really wanted to give energy back to the world. He said, quote, "We decided to do it, to try something new in this current situation, the pandemic," unquote. RM praised his band members for doing quite well with their English. When they first listened to the final product, the boys loved it. And so do we. Here's BTS with the song of the week, Dynamite.
Bring a friend, join the crowd, we wanna come along.
With the song of the week, Dynamite. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.